It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, baby, welcome to another edition of the Friday Night Catfight Show. I'm your furry leader and host, Matt the Cat, and this week on the program, we'll have a battle royale catfight between two soul titans over two songs, plus the evolution of a Buddy Holly classic, the musical inspiration of Frank Guida, and some radio chaos, literally. But let's jump right into this week's Friday Night Cat Fight. Gonna play two different versions of the same song by two different artists, and I want you to listen to both of them in their entirety and decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. Then go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. Now, this is a catfight of deceit and redemption. And it's going to be a very unique catfight because the same two artists are going to actually battle twice. There'll be a regular catfight and then a bonus round. And you'll get the chance to vote on both of them at FridayNightCatFight.com. The year is 1963, and a young Wilson Pickett, who had just left the Falcons, was bursting out on his own. So he co-wrote a song called If You Need Me. He demoed the song and sent it to Jerry Wexler at Atlantic Records in New York City. He thought he might get a record deal out of it. Jerry Wexler loved the song so much that he gave it to one of Atlantic's top stars of the day, the good right Reverend Solomon Burke, who was hotter than hot on the soul charts. Pickett was devastated. And Pickett was also under contract by our good friend Lloyd Price. I talked to Lloyd about this whole debacle, and this is what Lloyd Price had to say about his artist, Wilson Pickett.
Ahmet Erdogan called me and asked me to pull my Wilson Pickett record and take a back end with Solomon Burke. Well, my loyalty was to Wilson Pickett, you know, not Solomon Burke, because Solomon was a big star at that time. What I did was when I realized that I was going to get covered by Atlantic, they're red hot now, I had to find a way not to lose Wilson Pickett. So what happened was, you know, black radio was from dusk to dawn during that time. I bought nighttime radio on WWRL. I bought it forever and hired my own disc jockey, the Magnificent Montague, to play my records on WWRL for $600 a week. I bought all that time for $600 a week. I bought from 8 o'clock at night to 2 o'clock in the morning. Not only did I do it in New York, I did it in Detroit, Birmingham, Atlanta, and New Orleans. I had all of the pop jockeys who would go off at 6 o'clock, come back on and do my time at night and play my records with Double L.
This is filling in so many blanks. I wish I had talked to you years ago, Lloyd. Wow, you hired the Magnificent Montague. Well, Pickett ended up on Atlantic.
Yes, he did. What happened was, a year in after he did It's Too Late and did an album for us, I found out that Pickett, you know, was probably the wildest man in the world. The first tour I sent him on, he shot his brother in the knee. And I said, I bought him a Buick. He wanted a Cadillac. And I said, this is too, I don't know how to do this. I didn't know how to handle that kind of stuff. I didn't pick up his option.
Okay.
Montague took him to Atlantic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
Wow, you heard it right from Lloyd Price's mouth. That's the story behind the story and the whole debacle between Solomon Burke and Wilson Pickett. Well, this week's Friday Night Cat Fight song is If You Need Me, co-written by Wilson Pickett. So let's start off with Wilson Pickett's version of the tune, and then we'll hear the Reverend Solomon Burke's version of the song. Now, technically, the Solomon Burke version of the song is the cover, but it entered the chart first in April of 63. Then Wilson Pickett's original demo made it onto the charts in May of 1963. So we'll start off with Wilson Pickett's demo version, which went to number 30 on the rhythm and blues charts and number 64 pop. Then we'll follow it up with Solomon Burke, who scored a number 2 R&B record and number 37 pop. The Friday Night Cat Fight, If You Need Me. Thank you.
I didn't mean you no good. And you would leave me someday. But way deep down in my heart, I know that I've done the best I could. That's why I know that one of these days, it won't be long, you'll come walking through that same door. And I can imagine in my mind that these are the words you'll be saying.
Cats and Kittens, If You Need Me, Wilson Pickett versus Solomon Burke. Now decide for yourself which version of the tune you truly dig the most and go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and voice your choice and vote for the one you like best. But here's the thing, there's going to be a bonus cat fight this week because these two soul titans would go up against each other again in sort of a reversal of fortune or a redemption, whichever way you want to look at it. Because as I mentioned earlier, right out of the gate, Solomon Burke whipped Wilson Pickett on the R&B charts, scoring a number two record with his version of Pickett's If You Need Me. A couple years later, though, Wilson Pickett would have sweet revenge as his version of Solomon Burke's Everybody Needs Somebody to Love hit number 19 on the R&B charts and number 29 on the pop charts. Solomon Burke's original version of the tune which came out on Atlantic in 1964, only hit number 58 on the pop charts, and it failed to chart R&B. Pickett's cover of the song was recorded in 66 at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, but it wasn't released by Atlantic until 1967. So let's hear those two songs back to back, and then go back to Friday Night Catfight and vote for this bonus catfight. We'll start with Solomon Burke's original from 64 and move into Wilson Pickett's cover, released in 67. Here's Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. It's the Friday Night Catfight.
I'm so happy to be here tonight. So glad to be in your wonderful city. And I have a little message for you. And I want to tell every woman and every man tonight that's ever needed someone to love, that's ever had somebody to love, that's ever had somebody to understand, that's ever had someone that needs your love all the time. Someone that's with them when they're up, somebody's with them when they're down. If you had yourself somebody like this, you better hold on to them. 'Cause let me tell you something. Sometimes you get what you want, and you lose what you have. And there's a song I sing, and I believe if everybody was to sing this song, you'd save the whole world. Listen to me.
Baby, miss.
Wilson the Wicked Pickett just tearing it up on the Solomon Burke Classic. Everybody needs somebody to love. Now go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote on this bonus Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying the program this week. Continuing with the show, let's go back to 1952, spinning off the OK record label, holding stable on my rickety old turntable. Here are the Trinneer twins, Clifford and Claude, as the Trinneers, and rockin' is our business, baby.
Rockin' is our business, and rockin' is what we do. Oh, rockin' is our business, and rockin' is what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, everybody, we want you to rock with us, too. Now we've got Don on sax, Rudy on drum, Shifty on bass, Gene on piano, Cliff and Claude singing jive. Come on, everybody, get join us live, folks. Rockin' is our business, and rockin' is what we do. Rock!
Rockin' is my business, business is fine. You take a little rhythm and a rock and roll beat, mix them up with two dancing feet, add a pair of dancers, tempo with eat, and you got something that's mighty sweet. Rockin' is my business, business, business. Rockin' is my business and business is fine. Business, business, business. Rocking is my business, and business is fine. I guess I'll tend to business, business, business. Rocking is my business, business is fine. You take a little rhythm and rock and roll beat, mix them up with two dancing feet, add a pair of dancers and tempo with heat, and you've got something that's mighty sweet. Rockin' is my business, business, business. Well, rockin' is my business, and business is fine.
Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys off the Mercury label from 1957. Rockin' is my business, and business is fine. I guess his economy is doing well. That's good for you, Freddie Bell. And before that, the Traineers. Rockin' is our business. They're more inclusive, you see. I'm Matt the Cat. This is the Friday Night Cat Fight Show. And now we're going to trace the evolution of a Buddy Holly classic. The song I'm choosing is Peggy Sue Got Married. Now, we can't go to Peggy Sue Got Married if we don't start off with the original Peggy Sue. But instead of playing the same old, boring Peggy Sue that you hear all the time on oldie stations, I'm going to play for you a rare alternate take of the song. It was cut on July 1st, 1957, with Norman Petty producing in Clovis, New Mexico. A couple of things are different on this version. The guitar is a little different, and they leave the echo chamber open on the drums throughout most of the song, so it has a different feel. And you can find this alternate version on the Hippo Select box set, which was released a few months ago. Buddy Holly, Not Fade Away, The Complete Studio Recordings, and more. Available over on hipposelect.com. We're going to go from this alternate version of Peggy Sue and move into the Apartment Tapes demo of Peggy Sue Got Married. Now, in late 1958 and early 1959, Buddy Holly was recording the songs he was working on in his New York City apartment that he shared with his new wife, Maria Elena. And that's where we get the basic vocal and guitar track for the song Peggy Sue Got Married. Then, as you know, on February 3rd, 1959, we lost Buddy Holly and that tragic plane crash. Well, these apartment tapes sat around for a little while, and then Coral Records decided to take a few of them and start overdubbing more musical background and some backup singers. And in July of 1959, Coral released Peggy Sue Got Married as a single with the additional background music and backup singers. From there, in 1962... Norman Petty, once again, they took the original Apartment Tapes track, and Norman Petty brought in the Fireballs, and they recorded a new background in 62 to the song Peggy Sue Got Married, which was released finally on LP in 1972. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hear the alternate take of Peggy Sue, the Apartment Tapes take of Peggy Sue Got Married. Then we're going to hear the first single release of Peggy Sue Got Married with the background singers. Then we're going to hear Norman Petty and the Fireballs' Peggy Sue Got Married, which was recorded in 62. So here we go, the evolution of Buddy Holly's classic Peggy Sue Got Married. It's the Friday Night Catfight Show.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl. Yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh Peggy,
need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Please don't tell, no, no, no. Don't say that I told you so. I just heard a rumor from a friend. I don't say that it's true. I'll just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I'll understand. You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I'll understand.
Understand.
You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course, the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Though she's wearing a band of gold. Story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Though she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Up to you. This is what I heard. Of course the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Girl, she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Wow, there you go. Three different versions of Peggy Sue Got Married and an alternate take of the original Peggy Sue from 57. I'm Matt the Cat. I hope you're enjoying this week's Friday Night Cat Fight show. Let's go back to 1958 now. Spinning off the Mercury label, here's Gino and Gina, Pretty Baby.
Pretty baby, pretty baby,
it's been a long time. Been a long time,
baby, baby.
We have a party,
baby, baby.
I'm so broken hearted,
baby, baby.
It's been a long time,
do-ba-do-ba.
From the day of our breakup, I've been hoping that we'd make up. Your love for me, I'm trying to shake up. Pretty baby, please take my hand. It's been a long time. I'm a hopeful, no use denying. A
hopeful,
your love I keep to ride. It's been a long time.
Do what you want.
From the day of our breakup, I've been hoping that we'd make up. Your love for me, I'm trying to shake up. Pretty, pretty baby, please take my hand. It's been a long time. I'm a hopeful, no use denying. A hopeful, your love I keep to ride. It's been a long time. Do I have to why? It's been a long time. Do I have to why?
Pretty baby,
one of these days I will take a vacation by a quiet and peaceful shore.
Boom.
Cool my feet in that crystal water.
Boom.
Then I won't have to work anymore. My burdens are getting so heavy, I can't stand up alone. I wanna lay my head on one strong shoulder, I can't stand up alone.
Well, I can't stand up all by myself, I can't stand up alone.
I need the touch of a mighty hand, I can't stand up alone.
Oh.
A voice came down like thunder, a light around me shone. He said, child, get up, take hold of my hand. You don't have to stand alone.
Well, I can't stand up all by myself. I can't stand up alone.
I need the touch of a mighty hand. I can't stand up alone. Well, trouble, I've seen trouble all around my door. Now go and leave me, old man, trouble. I don't want trouble no more.
Well, I can't stand up all by myself. I can't stand up alone.
Need the touch of a mighty hand, I can't stand up alone. One of these days I will take a vacation by a quiet and peaceful shore. Cool my feet in that crystal water. Then I won't have to work anymore.
I can't stand up all by myself. I can't stand up alone. I can't stand up all by myself.
Clyde McFadder with the original flip side of A Lover's Question from 1958, spinning off Atlantic Records, and I Can't Stand Up Alone. Now we're going to go to the background music that inspired a number one hit back in 1961 for Gary U.S. Bonds. It all started with Frank Guida, who was born in Sicily, moved to New York City, and then eventually settled in Norfolk, Virginia, where he opened a record store in 1953 called Birdland Records. He soon started his own record label, Le Monde Records, and then another label, Le Grand Records. And that's where our story takes us today. The house band for Le Grand Records was the Church Street Five, featuring Daddy G, whose real name is Gene Barge. They cut a classic in 61, A Night with Daddy G. And that background music turned into Gary U.S. Bonds' number one hit, A Quarter to Three. Now, you've probably heard this story before. And you've probably heard A Night with Daddy G Part 2, which was indeed the inspiration for the background music of Quarter to Three. But have you ever heard A Night with Daddy G Part 1? Well, right now I'm going to play Part 1, Part 2, and then we'll move into A Quarter to Three so you can hear how the whole thing happened, baby. It's the world-famous Friday Night Catfight Show. I'm Matt the Cat. So come on, Gene, let's have A Night with Daddy G.
Thank you. my pretty baby, and I know what I mean, and baby, call my baby.
Man, that's got a great sound.
Yeah, it's got that real big sound. It really makes you want to listen.
That's right, it certainly does make you want to listen. It's the biggest of sounds, the kind of a sound that makes a record a hit. That's The Shake by the Mark IV on the Cosmic label, recorded at America's fastest rising recording studio, Sheldon Recording Studios in Chicago. Sheldon's complete recording facilities have produced such other outstanding sides as Sweet Little 16 by Chuck Berry on Chess, Ballad of a Teenage Queen by Johnny Cash on Sun, and Silhouettes by The Rays on Cameo. They have the sound, and they win the sales. Here's another example of Sheldon's top-notch recording.
Ooh, Matt the Cat.
Time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool I stop and stare. I know it's not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight. Time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to share. But after all the things you told me, how could it end like this?
And that song from Billy and the Essentials is one of those casualties of It Should Have Been a Hit. That song topped out at number 117 on the Billboard Hot 100. It bubbled under, baby. Maybe you'll be there. Here's another song that should have been a bigger hit than it was. Let's go back to 61 off Music Core Records. Here's Kenny Dino with Your Ma Said You Cried in Your Sleep Last Night. I love this because of the eerie voices. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Sally Go Round the Roses with all the heavy reverb on the backup singers. Dig it, baby. Friday Night Catfight Show.
Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. Your ma said you cried in your sleep last night. You should have seen the look in her eye. I had to tell her some little white lies. I know I haven't been so true to you. Oh,
a.m. according to the BKOS master clock in Greenwich, England, and time for Speedy Clip.
If you're sweaty and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on the Speedy Clip Show on KOS, Chaos Radio, channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1 1/3. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, as rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now for Little Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago, Dickie Shortcap and Oh Linda.
Oh Linda.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees. For vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, Keen Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimpalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimpalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint. If clear skin persists, see your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, channel 6, 4, 12, 2/3 and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kids out there.
And today it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh, Emily.
Oh, Emily, oh, Emily, oh, Emily, oh, Emily, oh.
Davy Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. In the big KOS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, informed sources and credit sworn to Pelham, Whip, China, Port, and Weedwood, Crown, drop the bomb. Christian, Pennsylvania, Boys and Chocolate Corporation, Western Adopt Strikes, Cabela, higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief threats for Anna Crabble, the man of Mickey Cohen, Don't Break the Devil, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big KOS newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all the use guys out there in radio land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip Show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're our teenage guest disc jockey now.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip Show and yesterday's predicted hit. A record never played before yesterday and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey. PFC, Bat, Philly Wiley, and the Swingin' Oh Mama.
Irving, oh, Irving, oh, Irving, oh.
Tall Paul Sully and his police record of Oh Henry on KOS, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS, where there's something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS straight. Yeah.
Well, it's now time to telephone a teen, and today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 81970. Hello, Elsie. Here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's telephone a teen jackpot. Well, once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to KOS.
It pays to listen to KOS, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Danny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the Motorcycle Moon, but you...
Oh, Blanche, oh, Blanche, oh, Blanche, oh, Blanche, oh.
Now for late traffic information, we switch controls to KOS Mobile Unit Number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is Mobile Unit Number 7.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult speaking into a microphone and steering at the same time.
Yeah.
Look out! There's another truck!
Back at KOS Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank's Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval is...
assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the Chaos Approval Seal.
Oh, 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 oh!
Thank you, Seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. A tune you kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Fergus' haunting rendition of Crime and Anthony. Hold it, hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the Chaos News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9.
Immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
6, 5.
I'll even play a Count Basie 4, record.
3.
Look, I've only been doing this
2,
to make a buck.
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire!
Elvis, Ricky, help!
Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C sharp minor.
And that's going to wrap it up for this week's Friday Night Cat Fight Show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Remember to vote over the tune If You Need Me, Wilson Pickett versus Solomon Burke, and the tune Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, Solomon Burke versus Wilson Pickett. Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote, cats and kittens. Feel free to drop me an email anytime, MattTheCat@MattTheCat.com, and if you would like a complete playlist of this week's show, you got to make sure that you're signed up for the weekly email newsletter. You can do that on my homepage, www.mattthecat.com. It's right at the bottom of the page. And this week's newsletter will also feature links to Amazon.com's MP3 store if you'd like to purchase any of the songs featured on this week's Friday Night Cat Fight Show. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next time on the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight. Keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.